I love that the album cover for Show Your Teeth shows a person immersed in a bathtub of glittering sludge inside a dilapidated room that looks like an abandoned industrial warehouse somewhere. It is this combination of glitzy and gritty that exemplifies the sound and style of the Kickaways. Show Your Teeth is a tantalizing mixture of glam with a touch of the ultraviolence. The Kickaways are Charles Lynn, Remy Glistovsky, Adam Lambchop, and Jake Idle. Show Your Teeth is the second studio album by the Kickaways. Their first album, 2011's America, America, was a smash success and earned the band a CMA, beating out such powerhouse acts as Buffalo Killers, The Green Holmes, and Brian Olive. Show Your Teeth was recorded, engineered, and produced by Bill Skibbe and Jessica Ruffins at Key Club Studios in Benton Harbor, Michigan. The mastering was done by Carl Saff at Saff Mastering in Chicago. The Kickaways' sound has a deeply blues-based soul, but has a heart that pumps in early hard rock and metal riffs. Lynn's vocals possess a power in a Robert Plant meets Jack White kind of way. The album is sexy, seductive, dangerous, and enticing, like a vampire offering you a glass of red wine. In a very generalized way, although Show Your Teeth opens with such powerful songs as the title track and Shake Your Devil's Bones, like any addiction, the album just gets better the deeper you get into it. No two songs really sound alike, which, to me, is a sure sign of a deep pool of musical talent and songwriting ability. Last Generation is a pounding, driving anthem of discontent that has sonic ties to Marilyn Manson.
So
Fake Blood features a polyphonic octave generator on Gostovsky's guitar, which gives the piece an almost orchestral depth of sound. Although many of the tracks on Show Your Teeth rely heavily on effects and production, I truly fell in love with Edie Says. The song is simplistic in makeup, overly acoustic in sound, and the rhythm track is played on an antique manual typewriter. It was as if the Jesus and Mary chain were covering a long-lost Velvet Underground opus. Good drugs make the headlines. The album closes with Goodnight Art. The pace is slowed, the guitar is detuned, and Lynn's voice sounds spent. It is as if the band had just fought and clawed through the previous 10 tracks and desperately needed to capture just one more. At over 8 minutes long, there's so much depth and emotion in Goodnight Art that when it is over, you feel exhausted, but desperate to start it all over again. WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.